ramping up?
Yeah, I mean, this week, you know, we got off, but kind of want to, you know, stay sharp, you know, stay sharp on your fundamentals, stay sharp on the things that you need to get done so you come back, you know, moving accordingly.
Is there any advantage that the teams you would play you've already played this year? So you're familiar with their personnel from this year?
Yeah, I mean, kind of similar to division games when you play when we play those guys two times a year, you kind of know what you're going to get, you know how they play. You know, they're going to throw a wrinkle or two at you, but you're pretty much prepared for the most part. I mean, it does have its advantages, but the disadvantages, you know, they've seen you as well, you know, so, you know, kind of just got to play. I have no idea. I mean, kind of prepare as far as like, I mean, what works is what works, you know, kind of know straight from that, you know. As far as a certain coverage, you know, there's certain routes that beat certain coverages, you know, that's it pretty much.
How much do you pay attention to the guy that's going to be covering you? Does it matter each week?
Zero attention, usually. I pay him zero attention, JK, but, you know, I like to know my opponent. I like to know who I'm going against on a regular basis. So as far as like paying attention to guys, I think I would say all of my attention.
How closely do you pay attention to the games this weekend? Do you watch them as just sit back and relax, or do you actually
work? Nah. You can watch them on tape. You know, they'll be on your iPad. But as far as that, I watch the games, you know, because I love football. But two, I mean, I like to know who I'm playing. You know, I watch every team play this year, especially the games that come on TV aside from film. But, you know, you like to watch the game and you like to see what transpires in the game, what happens, you know. I like watching football at that anyway.
So when the coaches tell you about some of these guys, you're like, yeah, I know, I've been watching.
You don't say you know, because I tell you, because the coach, they watch it 100 times over, and they know guys to a T and what they like to do. And they got a different mindset or outlook when they look at guys, you know, because they've been around the game a lot longer. I might have played it, but these guys, you know, that's all they do is study football, study guys. But as far as, like, being aware, it's good to be aware of, like, a guy's playing a certain kind of way. But you never say, yeah, I know, coach. But you just say, like, yeah, I kind of saw that on film a little bit, you know, kind of like an open conversation. But more so taking coaching rather than acting like you know it all.
Right.
I guess, what do you think is helping this team so much in the red zone and
Just as far as like our coach tells us, you know, we need to convert third downs in the red zone, that turns into touchdowns. So just focusing on the little things and getting those done. And, you know, we got Tay Train back there in Jet, so we do a lot of running the ball. You know, we don't shy away from that as well. So as far as like my success, you know, I would just say, you know, quarterback's throwing great balls. You know, I'm just trying to make a play for him in most cases. So just as far as like everybody's just doing their job, you know, not really doing anything spectacular, but just doing your job more importantly. It's very different on film because, you know, it's a different view. You see things, but the TV copy, you know, they only watch like the quarterback throwing the ball. You don't really see what happens down the field too much, but you have a different outlook on the game as far as like the things that you can see rather than a regular person watching the game and seeing like little things. I might be watching something totally different. I might be watching a guy in the slot run a route rather than the running back get a screen or something like that. Just you're looking for different things rather than just watching and enjoying the game. I don't really enjoy the game like that much.
So do you pay more attention when you're watching games this weekend? More attention to the receivers or the defense?
I don't pay attention to really the receivers. I mean, it's kind of a trade-off because, I mean, you watch the receivers and what they did that worked and what didn't work, and then you watch the DBs because, you know, how they like to play. But more so what works against them, what doesn't work against them, and then what they like to do. But you just never know, because if they play this team a certain kind of way, there's no guarantee that they're going to play you this kind of way. But it's good to at least take a little, you know, watch them closely so you ease. If you do get an advantage, you know what I'm saying, it's good to have.
Do you watch games by yourself or do you get together?
I don't really care. You know, I mean, I watch football with whoever's around. I'm watching the game, I know that. I mean, it doesn't really matter who I'm with because, you know, I guarantee everybody in this room watching football. You know what I'm saying? It ain't much else to watch on TV as is, you know. You're going to turn the game on. Thanks, guys. You have
Thank
a good
you,
one.
Appreciate it. Nice shoot.
Thank you.